This is the Dark Therapy Session. Two podcasters on a journey seeking a peace of mind.
And we all think we need.
And finding the humor in the darkest situations.
The session is now open. Do not disturb.
Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. I'm Arce, and with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janoux. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, man?
How you feeling today, brother?
Doing good. Doing good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, trying.
At least. I hear you, man. So why don't you let everybody know what today's topic is about?
Man, today's topic is expression. So what are some ways you express yourself? Or sometimes people can also take your expressions the wrong way. So how do you feel about people taking your expressions the wrong way?
That's slick. I think expression is extremely important. Without expression, you know, I feel like we'd be like caged animals, just waiting to claw out of the cage. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody, whether you're an artist or a truck driver or a truck driver artist, it doesn't even matter. Everybody has to, express themselves in some kind of way. What you think?
I mean, expression to me has, it could get me in trouble, I guess, sometimes. It's crazy because sometimes you don't express too much. And people could think that you don't give a fuck. You'd be nonchalant about a lot of shit. But my expressions sometimes get me in trouble because I explode a little bit too much. You know? It's not like they don't deserve it. It's just, you know, it's not like they don't deserve it. But it can be a little bit over the top. And I think that sometimes we get too much into our expressions. I think we do too much to express ourselves. Mm. And, and that sometimes can bring situations into our lives that we really weren't trying to get into. Because of our expressions, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody could have said something to you, and then you're like, what the fuck you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, all the mindset, you just like, what the fuck you say? And it's just, you know, and it can derail a lot of shit. I think we talk about it a lot. Anxiety brings a lot of that into it. And so how you deal with your anxiety is an expression. You know what I'm saying? You express your feelings the way you express your feelings, especially in an anxiety-filled mindset, a moment. You gonna express it how you feel, and it's not, you don't give a fuck how people are gonna take it, but you are going through anxiety at that moment, so you don't know how to really, you're gonna go however you see fit in that moment to deal with it, which is an expression. So that's why I think that this is why the topic, I wanted to bring the topic, because it's like it brings into everything we've already said, because it is an expression. You know, however you express yourself towards that mindset, that's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, so true, man. And I feel like without expression, man, for me personally, I wouldn't know how to deal with certain emotions. It's like anger especially, but sadness most particularly, because, you know, when you miss somebody, and if anybody looks at my Facebook page or my Instagram page, you're going to see I'm pretty goddamn emotional. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but that's the way I express myself with pictures and songs and stories and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
I get in trouble, not really in trouble, but people be like, are you all right? Or why would you post something like that? You know what I mean?
Oh,
if it's so personal, you know what I'm saying? I get that shit a lot.
I hate that shit. Don't send me that shit. My brother do that shit to me. Why are you posting that? Because I felt like it, motherfucker. Like,
right.
What the fuck you mean when I post that? Because I felt like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's like, it'd be nice to, yeah, well, you know, it's a big topic for me, especially because I express myself constantly through various ways. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind it. I don't hide away or shy away from my emotions or anything like that. I just feel like, if I feel like fucking, I don't know, crying in the fucking story, motherfucker, I'm gonna cry in a story. It don't matter. You know, if I'm angry and I create a story and it's fucking full of hate and shit like that, not necessarily hate, but
Hey,
you know,
but yeah, I know.
yeah, you know what I mean? Like anger, you can know it's anger, you know what I mean? Then I'll do that, you know. And the great thing about stories is they're gone in 24 hours, so you know, I can express it, post it, and it'll be gone tomorrow, you know what I mean?
I think also with expression, like last night, I was trying not to cry. I was really trying not to cry because I really meant that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, no matter, I added all this shit out the audio. I was like, fuck, I don't feel like dealing with all that shit. So I held my tears in, but it's that. It's though, you don't always have to be sad with your expressions. You can actually be that damn happy that
That's true.
shit is happening for that for you. It's like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of gets you sometimes, it just catches you out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? With it. And when you're talking and then you start to realize, oh wow, like it really is happening for me. Like that's an expression that you can't even will in sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, like when we posting shit, we're so we tend to not express ourselves that much to people that we don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
We hold back a lot of shit. So when we find an outlet like Instagram or like social media or like podcast and or like music, we tend to take it. So people will hit you up and be like, why are you posting that? Because last time I checked, that's my fucking page and I can do whatever the fuck I want to
Yeah,
do with it.
exactly.
And this is how I choose to embrace life at this moment. If it's sad or if it's happy, if I'm crying or if I'm not, I just choose to embrace my situation like this today. And that's an expression that a lot of people tend to will miss out on, or they lack. For the better words, they lack it. You know what I'm saying? Because they think they're showing everything, but really what you're showing is what you want people to see. Unlike us, when we have our days, we have our days, and we sometimes we tend to embrace it and post it and show people. It's not because we want people to text us and call us and ask us what's wrong.
Are
It's
you okay?
because. Yeah, it's because that's why I choose to embrace my feelings. Because I know if I embrace it in the real world, some shit might get fucked up. Some
Right.
shit really might get fucked up. And if I embrace it in the real world, it might be bad. So let me embrace it on social media world where I get it out. Like you said, it's 24 hours. Nobody's giving a fuck after 24 hours. You can have hit me up later and be like, what's up? What's wrong? But that's later. You know what I'm saying? And I deal with that shit later.
Yeah, man. It's like sometimes, I guess sometimes it could be we're reaching out and hoping somebody does say something to us at times. Maybe,
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
you know, dog whistling or gaslighting, if you will. And yeah, I mean, sometimes we do that. And sometimes, even though we express ourselves and it looks like, you know, something concerning, doesn't mean we want you to say anything either, you know, but
100.
yeah. And, but that's just one way. Excuse me. That's just one way to express yourself through art and shit like that. I feel like we express ourselves verbally on these podcasts, especially a dark therapy session. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think
Yes.
that's like the major thing about us is
Yeah.
that we can express ourselves any which way we want, and not there's no judgment, you know, re regardless of, well, there's no judgment between us. If there's judgment from the listener or the watcher, that's another different thing. You know what I'm saying? But I think when we're like in this room together, when we're sitting here talking, we can basically say to for anything that we want and not have to worry about, you know, rejection or not have to worry about me thinking you're a fucking psycho, or you thinking that I'm a fucking wimp or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just the way it goes, but that's what's good about us. Now the rest of the world is not necessarily like that, and they look at you, you post something, and they look at you like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? But then won't say nothing to you. Be concerned and don't say shit. You know what I mean?
Don't say a goddamn word.
Yeah. Sucks, man, sometimes. It's trying to get into the psyche of your trying to get into your own psyche and explain why you do certain things. Sometimes it's not that easy, man, and it's gotta figure it out some way or another,
Yo, it is never easy because you're trying to explain, also go through all the maintenance to why you are that way too. It's like I don't know. And you lash out because you don't want people to get too close to it. And yeah, expression, man. It's a slippery slope.
For sure.
It's slippery. It's we could talk about expression to the day we go. But even in that sense, how we leave our mark on this world is what we choose to embrace. But I think it's also leaving our mark on this world is sometimes over our head a little bit, because we think too much of leaving our mark on the world. And it's like sometimes the shit you think can be great is just some shit in your head. You know what I'm saying? And to other people out there, it's like, I like the goofy shit. Do the goofy shit. Like, that's what the. And you don't want to leave that mark on the world. Like, I don't want to be the goofy ass motherfucker. I want to be the person that actually says something of value. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's like we were talking about, I think, Robert Williams. It's like every time he was funny as fuck. But you can tell he had those moments where he was just like, I don't want to always be the funny motherfucker. That's what y'all choose to embrace me for. I'm not always the funny motherfucker. Like, I can be serious. I could take serious shit and make it real. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, that's kind of how I feel about sometimes in certain situations with life. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the person that says something wrong too much because I overthink it. I think I said something wrong. Like, I think we talked about this before. Like, we might say something like, oh, did I say something wrong? Or did I, and their people's expressions towards it can be like, what the fuck was wrong with you? Like, why would you say that? It's like, oh shit. So you don't know. You overthink it. You oversaturate your thought process with shit that doesn't really even have anything to do with you.
Facts. Facts. I'm thinking of other ways that we can express ourselves, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a story or through art or through talking. It could be by the way you act, by the way you project yourself out in the open. I think expression hides in many different costumes, if you will, because everyone's expression is different. It's not, we're not all going to be the same. We're not all going to express it the same exact way. But what's important is that we do express it some kind of way.
Yes.
That's like I was saying earlier, like a caged animal just waiting to get out. At least for me, it comes out in my editing. It comes out in my, in the podcast that I'm in. It comes out in every asset, facet, and I think it's important, man. People may look at me and say, wow, he's really emotional. But at the same time, it's just like, I'm not afraid of my emotions. I'm not afraid to show people my emotions either. And I think once we all can accept that we can all express ourselves and we can all be that, I think we'll be in a better place.
Yeah, I think for me it's the same. I feel like I'm not one of those people that's not gonna show you love. Like, I express myself because I actually think you got something and I want to embrace you. It's not that I want something from you, it's because I think you got something. You know what I'm saying? Like, And I think that's an expression, but I think people are so used to thinking people are trying to take something from them. And I'm the same. You know, some people could hit me up and be like, "Oh man, I want to work with you." And I'm like, "I don't know. Okay, I guess. Like, I don't know. I guess. I guess." But I'm starting to open up the mindset of like, they probably are listening to you. You gotta embrace that. You know what I'm saying? Some people aren't always trying to fuck you over. Like, and I'm so used to having people try to fuck me over. That's the mindset. You know what I'm saying? And so my expression is keep what you're doing away from people because you don't know. And until they show you otherwise, that's how you have to move.
Gotcha, yeah.
And you know, for me, I don't have a wife, I don't have kids. So how does your expressions play into your family? Because I don't have that. So I'm trying to like find like okay, I'm not finding, but if I do get somebody, I'm trying to see how that will be because I am an expressive person. Like I am in my feelings. I can tell you straight up like if I'm feeling something or not. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is with me. I can tell you that. A lot of people can't. You know what I'm saying? Like I like conversation. You know what I'm saying? With a girl. So if I'm feeling the conversation, then I'm gonna try to pursue it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. So how does that work for you and your family and your family dynamic? Because expression is very important to me.
Well, I teach the kids to definitely express themselves creatively.
Like how you had to put the creative in
Yeah, because you ain't gonna be
it.
expressing yourself and yelling at me and cursing at me. You ain't expressing yourself that way with me in this house. But as far for me, I actually tried to lead the example. Look, all my kids got YouTube channels. My oldest son got over 1 million views on his channel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and he gets a $200-$300 check every month from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, yo, hell yeah.
You need to teach us how to get the views
That's what I'm
up.
saying. I did
You need
talk
to
to him
teach us.
about it. He said, well, it's because he signed up at a different time. Before they had all those minimum requirements for that. So yeah, he just signed up for it for I think it's like Google AdSense or some shit. And he started posting videos and they started putting ads on his shit. So he makes a couple hundred dollars a month. And he's been making that for years.
Shit. All right now.
So it's different now. The criteria is different. But I tried to lead the example and kind of lead the way, even though a lot of times my material is adult, material. What the hell? A lot of it is adult. I want my kids to know that, no matter how old you are, you can still express yourself. You can still say things and do things that make you happy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't hold them back at all from that, So it, and I think growing up, getting my ass whooped for having a temper tantrum versus, constructive criticism or sitting me down
Same.
and talking like
Same. Same. Same.
And getting my ass whooped. It's like, don't y'all remember I got petite mal seizures? Y'all gonna sit here and whip my ass and
I got a whole heart condition. You're gonna whoop my ass. That's fucked up. My heart going to cardiac arrest and I'm fucked out. I'm shot out of luck because you're whooping
Yeah,
me.
exactly. That's just the way that shit goes, man. But I tried to lead the example, man.
I mean, expression is a crazy thing, man. It's a crazy thing. I don't know how to explain it better than that because it's just like on so many spectrums. I think the one thing we always say about it though, self-awareness. You gotta be self-aware of that expression. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go too over the top with it. You know what I'm saying? Because then people have to call you an asshole and you know, think you know. You just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to be too damn nonchalant because then people just think you don't give a fuck. So it's just like, you know, you gotta learn the line
Yeah, find that balance
somewhere in this world. I have no
somewhere.
idea how. Yeah, that's the one thing I need to learn how to do. I gotta learn how
I
to
think we're
express myself.
all trying to learn that,
I gotta learn that
brother.
shit. Oh my God.
You know? Crazy as hell, brother. I don't know, man. I think it's important, man. I really, really do. I mean, look, I'm gonna catch a lot of shit for what I'm about to say, but even fucking Ku Klux Klan members that have the right to express themselves, you know, even though they hate us to death, they still have that right. They can still do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's up for scrutiny. It's up for well, maybe not for debate, but it's up for scrutiny for sure. And we have to allow people to do that. That's how we learn as people, like how the psyche, the psychology, or kind of how people think, you know, by their expressions. It's something we grew up with. It's something that we developed as children. When we were babies, we would stare at our parents and learn their facial expressions, learn the way they do things, the way they sound. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's any different now. Now we, you know, instead of us learning from our parents, we can actually be the example.
Definitely. I don't think you'll get heat for that. That was kind of like obvious. I think you'll get
Well,
heat,
I'll probably catch
but
heat for saying that, you know, Ku Klux Klan members have the right to express themselves.
I don't think that's because motherfucker is in the it's in the goddamn Constitution. It's the first fucking rule of the Constitution, freedom of expression. Now, how you choose to take that expression, that's up to you. That's why it's number two. Bear arms, bitch. Better go get it. Gotta go get it. Yeah, I mean, expression is a situational to a lot of people, I think. I think you can express yourself the way you wanna express yourself, but you also have to be aware of what you're doing. And I think your expressions can lead to a lot of misrepresentations of how you are actually perceived. Just because I come on a podcast and I might say some depressing shit, I mean, I'm depressed every day, motherfucker, which I am, but which I
Facts.
am, but I have moments where I'm happy. I'm happy sometimes. Some days I'm here and there with it. I have those moments of like, that was actually good. What I did, that was pretty good. And I think expression is something that you can either take, you can embrace it, or you can just straight up not give a fuck about it. I think a lot of people have this mindset, that everybody should act and move as one when it comes to certain situations, and we can't. We can't. Every situation either changes you or grows you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Either changes what you thought about that situation, or what you felt about that situation, or that person, or that moment, or that. Or either grows you into a person that chooses to embrace that situation, or get rid of that situation, or get rid of that person, or get rid of that moment. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the deeps of your mind and never think about it ever again. You know what I'm saying? It depends on how you choose to express it in that moment. And maybe you come back to it and express it a different way later on in life. You never know. It shall be. Yeah, but I do think expression is the only thing in life that, even if a moment has passed, you can still feel the same way about that moment, either way it goes.
Sure. And it's a, you know, you had brought something up earlier that that really hit home for me, and I'm trying to remember the point where it was.
Got a lot.
Expression.
I said a lot.
Expression. I think that we're not all robots. We're not all, you know, the same. We can't all be the same. You know, it reminds me of this movie called Equilibrium. I think I may
I
have brought
remember
it up. I think I may have brought it up in this podcast.
that. Nah, you haven't brought it up yet.
Okay.
I forgot
Well,
who was in that movie.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And what it was is they created this medicine that got rid of your emotions. So where humans basically were flesh robots. They didn't have any emotions, did what they were supposed to do and went back home or whatever. But there were people that didn't take this medicine and they would start to feel. I'm trying, it's like a sense violator or something like that. I think that's what they called them. And there's a lot of people in the world that want that shit, man. There's a lot of people in the world that really, really do feel like we should be like that. We should be able to, not have any emotions and not be able to express ourselves differently, not be able to believe in different things, But that's just who we are as humans. We're all different. We all have something different about us.
Not only that, medicine is starting to be these pills are starting to be that. These pills that you take and they tell you to take, it's a reason why they're telling you to take them, because it kind of kills the moments that you should have embraced. It takes you out of it. That's why I hate taking pills, because you don't do shit. All you do is just knock me the fuck out. That's all you do. You don't do shit. It's that. And yeah, these pills are kind of like equilibrium. It is that. It's exactly what it is. It's making you emotionless to certain situations, and it's numbing you. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to numb the situation.
Nah, fuck that. I couldn't.
Because
I wouldn't.
if it don't make no sense.
I did say pill, didn't I? I meant injection. It was every day, 3 times a day, they have to inject themselves in
Oh hell no, I'm damn sure for that.
the neck.
I
I'll
don't do
be
needles.
yeah, fuck
I don't do
that.
needles. I don't do needles. You gotta inject some shit into my neck? Fuck no.
Yeah. Nah, you do it yourself. You take
Oh, I'm damn sure.
it.
Nope,
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
Let's wrap this part of it up. I
Right.
think this was a great conversation on expression.
All right, let me go.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Expression. It's something that all of us have to embrace. You can choose to embrace it with grace and understanding, or you can be a complete and total ass or a dick about it. It depends on how you feel about it. It's a very slippery slope. Depends on how you go. I'm more on the ass and being an asshole on the expression kind of situations. Depends on the person. I'm kind of that a little bit. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm trying to learn the grace and the understanding. I'm graceful in understanding the expression later, more than in the moment. In the moment, I'm just fuck you and everything you stand for. In that moment, but expression can also, you don't have to be using your expression always as anger or being pissed off. You can actually embrace your expressions as these are some happy times. You know, if you had to cry because tears of joy, I guess tears of joy, cry. I think it's totally understandable. And also in those moments of sadness, cry. I don't give a fuck. Like it's your moment. Like let it tears flow. Expression is something that you can embrace, and if you choose to embrace it, be aware of that embracing.
Facts. Couldn't have said it any better myself. I think we should just realize that expression is extremely important. We have to be able to express ourselves and express ourselves freely, so that I think we become better humans, man, better people. That's just my thought. That's just the way I think. But yeah. Mr. Brandon, please give us your plugs.
Definitely. Brand new show. The Brand new show. Also, Jack's Wild Sports Podcast. I don't plug my sports podcast on here. I don't know why, but Jack's Wild Sports Podcast. We're doing the show tonight. NFL Pick'em, Week 17. Damn. And also, my YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show. Social media. Just go to Instagram. It's way more easier just to hit me up on Instagram. I do not be on Facebook. When I'm on Facebook, I really don't be on Facebook. Even when I'm on Facebook, I don't really be on Facebook. But yeah, hit me on both social media, Instagram, Brian Janu Show. Dark Therapy Sessions on YouTube and Gmail. You better hit us up. Send us some funny videos. Send us some topics. Send us some FMK. Send us anything that you think we would laugh at and enjoy. Pretty much that's all I could kind of get to and think about. And one last episode from the Brian Janu Show before we for the new year. Top 21 albums, top 10, 21 albums of this year. I'm dropping it midnight, New Year's. So, and my co-host, my brother, Arce is on there. And we laughed so damn much on that podcast episode last night. It was ridiculous. So Arce,
still got a headache.
I got a headache too.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I am Arce, obviously one half of this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. That's Arce Senior. One thing Brandon did not mention is that you can actually find these episodes of Dark Therapy Session early before they're out on YouTube for free by going to both of our Patreon pages. I don't know yours off the top of my head, but mine is patreon.com/Arce. Is yours patreon.com/Brandon Janu?
Brandon Janu Show.
Show. Okay. Brandon Janu Show. Every week we post this episode and new episodes onto our Patreon first. So you can, if you want to support us, you can go to either one of our Patreons for that. Also, the Let Up podcast with me and Mr. J. Christian himself from the Cognac Room. That'll be coming out next year. I was going to say next week, which is next week, but
it is next year. Week. It's literally Saturday.
Yeah. Y'all can catch that also on Patreon. And the Skank Bank podcast. That's a comedy podcast. It's a fan cast about the Legion of Skanks. Me and my buddy Kyle are doing that. And all those platforms. You got the Dark Therapy Session, the Let Up, and the Skank Bank. Please go to all three of those YouTube channels and subscribe, share, and hit that notification bell. Thank you.
And while y'all at it, YouTube, doing all that, also subscribe to RSA Podcast YouTube channel. You know, get used to these podcast episodes that he been doing, killing it, you know, just saying. I'm just saying.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't done an episode for my own podcast in a very, very long time, it seems.
I mean, shit, hey, you gotta, when people start going back and watching them, be like, man, he need to do another one by himself. He need to do one. See, he's coming. They gonna come.
We'll see. Down. We'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see.
Yeah, we made the list.
Oh, that's true. We made the list, man.
Shout out to Smash. Appreciate you, man. That was pretty cool. I was like, wow. Because we literally just started. I was like, oh, we made a list. That's cool.
Pretty good. Hell yeah.
I think we might stay at 100 next year, but other than
that. Yeah, no doubt. We'll be 101. We won't even make it on the list.
We were honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Nah, we definitely appreciate that though. Shout out to Better House. Appreciate that, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Truly supportive dude, man. He's very supportive.
Yeah, he supports us, man. That was big, man. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Now it's time for Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Hell yeah.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, man, help me out here because I can't remember now. Olivia Rodrigo. She's 18-year-old singer,
Yeah.
Kalani,
Yep.
and Adele. Ooh. Ooh. So, Mr. Brandon, who are you fucking? Who are you marrying? Who are you killing?
Oh my God, this sucks. I'm marrying Adele.
Wow. Ooh, snap. Okay.
I'm marrying Adele.
That
I'm
money.
marrying
It's
Adele.
always about that money. Well, they all got
It's not
money.
about the money. Actually, it's not about the money this time. Shockingly, it's not about the money this time. I just want Adele. That's it. I just want Adele.
Ain't
I mean, look, man. Hey. Adele. What can I do?
hating.
We gotta establish that last night. I'm gonna say it. Gotta establish that last night. Gotta
Yeah.
just,
Top 10 artists of 2021.
there's like, what'd you say about her? I thought you was talking about her, and I was like, no, Adele can get it too.
Oh yeah, hell
I was like,
yeah.
no, Adele can get it
And you
too.
definitely said too that regardless if she's big or the way she looks
Small.
now,
I
it
don't give
don't
a fuck.
matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So Adele. Yes. You're married. Yeah. Me. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. I. Oh shit. I'm fucking Kalani.
so you yeah, I see
I'm
it.
fucking.
Yeah.
I gotta give. I got. Yeah. I got Kalani. I gotta. Yeah. One time.
Just one
Kalani.
time. Just one time.
One time. One time. Now, if she want more, then that's a different conversation.
No doubt.
I gotta say, I kill a little. She good. She like, but I feel like she still gotta grow up. 18 too
Yeah.
damn young. I can't do it. I got a niece literally about to be 18. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
word.
That's too close. That's too close. When you born in 03, I'm like, I can't touch you. I can't touch you.
Right.
I can't touch you.
I feel the same damn way. See, I
I can't touch you.
when I brought her up for the
Last
list,
night.
yeah, last night I had to look her up. You know, and well, because I was looking up the top 21 or top 10 albums of 2021, and her song actually is on the top 10 list. And so I was like, oh, that's who sings this song? Because Lord knows that they kill that song on the radio over here. You know what I'm saying? The pop stations. And so I had to look her up. And I was like, wow, she's really pretty. She looks like a really young Jessica Alba to me. You know, then I found out her age. I said, holy hell. I almost pulled my eyes out, plucked my eyes out of my head, like, oh my goodness, I can't be looking at this. She's a baby. So with that, I'm killing her.
It's college.
Sorry.
I can't do it. You're
Yeah.
freshman college. You're like senior high school, freshman college. I can't.
Yeah, facts.
I
She,
can't.
yep. So, I would fuck Adele, just to say I fuck Adele, and
Okay.
I would marry Kalani. She's cute.
Don't we always. Do you realize we always flip-flop like that? It's
Yeah.
either one or the other. It's always one or
I
the
know.
other.
It's like we're gonna have to figure something out, man, because damn. You fucking my wife, I'm fucking your wife.
It's
Yeah, and
we
I was.
always know who we killing. We always know who
Yeah.
we killing, but we can never.
I choose who I kill first. That's
You
why I
always
got to.
do.
Yeah,
You
that's
always
how I
do.
go. I go by I'm killing this bitch first, marrying this one, and fucking that one. But what I wanted to do kind of is out of the episodes that we've done before of the FMKs, of any of the ones that we agreed on and married. We should do an FMK on three of those if we could find three. I don't think we got three yet, but maybe down the line in the future, it'll be like a bracket system. We'll just do like a bracket system shit,
I'm
motherfucker.
with it. I'm with it.
An Eastern Conference bracket.
Like we do, like March Madness.
March Madness, hell yeah.
I'm with it. Let's do it. I'm with it. I'm so with it.
All right, we'll start a bracket. Let's do that shit next week. We'll
I know
start
it
the
was, I know,
bracket.
yeah, I know it's the Kardashians one. I know Rihanna,
Yep.
SZA,
Fast.
and her.
Yes.
I think that was the other one. Rihanna, I have to stay focused. I have to
I
stay focused. I have to stay focused.
can't
I have to stay
remember
focused.
now. But yeah.
I know, oh shit. I think Demi.
Oh, we both killed her. I think we both killed her ass real
And we
quick.
killed Demi the fuck off. We killed Demi all
She
the way the
didn't have
fuck
a
off.
chance. As soon as she walked in the door, she was dead.
Blood on the floor. Blood on the
Yeah.
floor.
Welcome to the
It
dark therapy session. Bam.
was she was gone. She was gone. She was out of here. 5 seconds in. She was out of here. We all agree. We both agreed on now. I think it was like the first one we all agreed on. That might have been
Yeah,
the first one we agreed
that
on.
might be.
It was like, yeah, we killing Demi. It was like obvious. Like it was just like, yeah, Demi's gone. Demi is gone. I think we. I forget who we did in that episode. I think it was like, ooh, shit.
I think it
Was
was
that Salma
artists.
Hayek?
You know what? That might have been that Selma Hayek episode. Yep. It might
Was
have
it
been.
Salma Hayek? No, I think Samuel was a Selena one, right?
Selena
Yeah,
Gomez, maybe. Yeah.
it was Salma Hayek. I think it was Salma Hayek, Selena Gomez,
It's
and oh
something
yeah,
like that.
Andrea Lador.
Lador. Yep.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Yep.
Yeah,
You
Selena
think
got
about
killed too immediately. She had no
Yeah.
chance in hell either.
Her
So
forehead was
clearly, we
torn up.
killing. Yo, what is up with us killing Disney bitches? What's up with how we are killing these Disney bitches?
Yeah.
Like,
Nah,
he's
we good.
just like, nope. You killing the shit out
We didn't kill. Is Vanessa Hudgens a
Oh,
Disney
nah, we didn't kill
actress?
her. We didn't kill her.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we
that's
met
the
or
only
married.
one.
We either married or fucked her. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think
It's
you
something.
married her.
Probably.
That was the last one we did. I think you married her.
That was it's because of those nudes.
Yeah,
Those
you married
nudes
her
were
because of the nudes.
very nice,
And I
very
fucked her because of the nudes.
nice. Yep.
I was like, Mila Kunis, I gotta kill you. Because I was like, I don't trust a dude you're dating.
That's true. That's
I was
true.
like, I can't trust. I was just a dude you're dating. I was like, you fucking with Home Alone. I can't fuck with you. I just can't.
Yeah, word.
I
So
was like, I
like
just can't.
okay, so we're who were you marrying again? You were marrying Adele, right?
Marin Adele, yes.
Adele, and then you were fucking
Kalani.
Kalani, and then you were killing Olivia Rodrigo. I think we were wait, no, yeah, we flopped. Damn it, we flopped
Yeah,
again on this one.
we flopped with Kalani and Adele. That was the only one.
Yeah, okay. Well, ladies, congratulations. We either fucking or
Yes.
marrying you. All right, so before we go, man, let's do our would you rather. Oh, where'd it go? There we go. Would you rather have to speak in rhyme for the rest of your life or have to speak in riddles for the rest of your life? Rhymes or riddles?
I'm gonna say rhymes because I think I can get a girl faster than that than riddles. I'm gonna confuse the shit out of her in 5 minutes into the I'm confused the shit. I'm confused the fuck out of her. Is this nigga talking to her? Fucking, what the fuck is Greg? What the fuck is Jack and Jill, bitch? Like, what the fuck? Fucking Jack and Jill the shit out of me. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? I think it rhyme. I'm like, I can be smoother with that. I think I already kind of talking rhymes. That's kind of why. I'm like,
Yeah, I
I already kind
feel
of talking
you.
rhymes.
I'm a poet and didn't even know
Hey.
it.
Oh,
Yeah, I can
man.
see it. I can see it.
Oh, shit.
For me, yeah, yo, either one of them is annoying as fuck. I couldn't even
Oh, my
imagine
God.
doing either of those constantly 24 hours a day, that's the only way you fucking talk. I would fucking kill myself in a heartbeat. But that being said, I would rhyme instead of riddle. I mean, this ain't Batman, bro. This ain't Batman. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the Riddler. Fuck that. So yeah, I think I'd rather rhyme.
You riddled yourself out of some pussy. That's some
You
fucked up
ain't
shit.
right. Exactly.
That's
Be like, what's up?
some fucked
Be like, what's up with all those question marks on your shirt?
shit.
Stupid. I'm dumb. Yeah.
Got question marks on shit. Oh, fuck no.
Okay, would you rather have to write everything you say out by hand or only be able to speak in rhymes? Jesus Christ, another one. Would you rather have to write everything you say out by hand or only be able to speak in rhymes?
Give me the rhymes. I'm not writing shit.
Yeah. I mean,
Give me
fuck
the rhymes. I'm not writing shit.
it. My carpal tunnel, man.
I
Shit.
got carpal tunnel. I'm not writing shit. Hell nah. Fuck
Yeah.
that. I say too much. But I do
Yeah.
talk. I say too much.
Word. Yeah, fuck that. I'm not writing shit down by hand. Damn. Fuck that.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I tap
Fuck that.
out. I'm gonna just have to
Yep.
go mute. I gotta write shit down. I'm gonna just go mute. A
Yeah.
lot of head nods.
All right.
Ugh.
Would you rather lose the ability to cry or cry every day for 20 minutes randomly? Bitch, I do that shit now. Wait a minute. I don't need the motherfucker.
I don't cry like I think I do. I should cry a little bit more, so I'll probably take the nine crying because it's just like, but that, yeah, I probably take the nine crying. I don't cry like I cry now a little bit more than I thought I did. Like, there's certain things that get to me, but other than that, you know.
Yeah. I'd rather lose the ability to
Yeah, I'm not really, yeah.
cry. I'd be able to express myself in different ways
Goes
instead
back
of
to
just
expression. Look at that.
bawling. Yeah.
Look at that, we wrapped all the show up in just
Wrapped
one.
it all the fuck up in a nice motherfucking package.
Bow! Done deal.
Yep. So how about we wrap this one up?
right, okay. All right, today's episode title was Expressions. Like I said earlier, expressions are something that you can either choose to embrace. Hopefully, if you do choose to embrace it, you choose to embrace it more gracefully and understandingly in the moments that you're in, and then not as a complete and utter ass about the situation sometimes, like we are. But again, it's how you express yourself. So if that's how you just see fit to express yourself, that's how you see fit to express yourself. I can't be mad at you. Also, clearly I'm taking Adele. Either way it goes. she can sing all them songs about me. I don't give a fuck. I promise you, it's not gonna be a bunch of sad songs. I can tell you that fucking much. I can tell you that fucking much. And Kalani, you're fine as hell. And Olivia Rodrigo, if you was old enough, clearly you probably would have been had a chance. But until then, no. No. And last but not least, I'm not the fucking Riddler. I'm not speaking in riddles. I'm not here. Like on some 1890 shit, trying to confuse the fuck out of bitch to go in the woods. I'm not here to do that.
Some
I'm not
Jack the
here.
Ripper type shit.
I'm not here. You jacked
Yeah. You be Jack the Riddler.
Oh shit. It'd be so embarrassing. I don't like it. I don't like it. Cut it off. And so all of that to say this, man, we've had a great year. Ending this year off with my brother RSA. It's pretty much probably the last podcast I'm doing. Nope, shit, we gotta do lingo.
Friday,
So
yeah, Friday on IG.
tune in for that. We got lingo to auto lingo Friday on Instagram. Hit us up for that. But until then, we will be back soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about next week's episode. Might be a little
Yeah.
delayed. I'll be up north.
Soon. Soon. But you shall get us back in 2022. And like always, that's my brother RSA. Follow him, RSA Senior, Instagram, Brian Janu Show, Instagram. And of course, if we're not back anytime soon, just go to Spotify, listen to podcast episodes we've already dropped. Go to YouTube, subscribe and watch old videos that we've already dropped. Gmail is the best way to find us. Also, if you want to send us some things, some topics, like I haven't heard you guys in a while. Here's a topic that I think you guys should use. We'll take that. And some funny videos. We haven't done funny videos in a while. Let's get that back in here. Like always, thank y'all for listening. Appreciate it. And the session is now closed.